welcome you this morning to Barbie's Grove. I don't remember the exact title of that song that Brenda just played, but Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise. For Thou hast created, hast all things created. For He is worthy of our praise. He is. If you're listening out in the parking lot or if you're listening later on the website, we're so glad that you've joined us. God's given us a beautiful day to worship, and I pray that you'll worship Him with all of your very being. May we pray. Lord, it's good to be in your house, to be with your people, to be with people that love you and love their church. Now, Father, I pray that the Spirit of God will know that He is welcome here to do that which needs to be done, to say that which needs to be said, to comfort, to convict, to challenge, to teach, whatever our individual needs are. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. And we do bow before you, knowing that, Almighty God, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We praise and we honor that wonderful name of our Savior Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. Pastor Ed, I got to tell you, for someone that says they can't sing, you know more songs, the verses of anybody I've ever seen. I think he knows the Baptist hymnal, I'm pretty sure, and I'm impressed with that. And he got upset with me because we were replacing two new members of the Singing Towers, and I didn't ask him to come over and audition. He told me three times, so I guess I better get the message right. But anyway, good morning again this morning. As we continue and do as we normally do every month, and last month I missed doing this, so but I want to make amends and do it now. The birthday, recognize the birthdays for the month of June and the anniversaries. We have quite a few to share with you. For the birthdays, we have Charlie Stroop, June the 4th, Adeline Hartzell, June the 6th, Zach Snyder, June the 6th, Pat Burgess, June the 7th, Avery Hartzell, June the 14th, Gary Hamilton, June the 15th, Kathy High, June the 16th, Jeanette Barbie, June the 22nd, and I believe that's all on my list, and did I miss anyone? All right, give me a note over there somewhere that I can hit the key, and we'll be ready to sing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, God bless you. Happy Birthday to you.
And now for our anniversaries, and we have quite a few of those as well. Ted and Bonnie Barbie, June the 1st. Jeff and Lori Keplinger, June the 9th. How many years, Jeff?
44 long years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That's what she said.
That's not going to get you many hugs and kisses, I'll take.
You're going to have 44 years, you ain't going to get nowhere anyway.
You know, if old fella says it's probably now time to change the subject. I think Andy Griffith said that very well. All right, Kenny, let's see how you do. Kenny and Rita Linker, June the 19th. I'm sorry. How many? 52. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Grant and Aaron. Okay, Grant, you got a shot here at June the 23rd. How many years?
16. Final answer, 16.
That is your final answer.
At least I knew how long.
Yeah, I got you. Just put the shovel down. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. All right. Anyone that I might have forgotten or missed?
And incidentally, it's been 44.
I know that. I know that. Yeah. That's... He's a great friend, or I wouldn't kid him like that. All right, anybody else? Anywhere? All right, let's all give him a round of applause. Okay. Congratulations. Congratulations, everyone. That's wonderful. All right, let's do our hymn sing this morning. And I thought since it's the month of June, we'll go ahead and do some patriotic music and lead you right into July the 4th, okay? And as Lionel mentioned this morning, the time passes away. Do you realize it's almost half the year is gone? Did that strike you? It just seemed like no time that we were saying Happy New Year. And here we are about half the New Year's gone, half the year's gone. Anyway, let's do My Country 'Tis of Thee. It's 6:34, and it's up on the board for you as well. Let's do all four verses as we stand this morning, please. Welcome someone this morning. All right, I have a few announcements for you. And, I have a notion, Lionel. One of these Sundays, I'm just going to stand up here and I'm just going to say I'm not going to do anything the same way ever again. So it might surprise you, but I follow this pretty well, and it keeps me in order anyway. But anyway, I have some announcements I want to share with you at this particular time. And Vacation Bible School is coming up. You saw this great pretty sign there down front this morning as you drove in. But I've got the times now on Friday. The kickoff Friday will be from 6 to 7:30, and there'll be a meal prepared for us. And I don't know who's going to do it, but whatever, I know it'll be good. It'll be good food. And then Saturday, we'll have one day school now, just so you be sure to remember that. It'll be all on Saturday. Saturday from 8:30. Be here at 8:30 to 1, and it'll be breakfast and lunch provided. So everybody be prepared for that and come and be part of Bible school. And you say, well, I'm too old for Bible school. I'm coming. And I'm probably one of the oldest ones here today. But y'all just come on and be part of Bible school. You'll love it. You'll love Bible school. Rita, is there anything I need to add to that at all?
I don't think so. Okay. Just be in prayer for it, and
Okay? All right. Y'all continue to remember our Bibles, our study, our special study on Sunday morning now in place of the Sunday school. Well, Lionel is teaching a lesson for us, and I want you to be pleased to be here and do that. It's for, it has the life of our church is involved here. So please come and be part of that. Father's Day coming up next Sunday, June the 18th. All you fathers be here in your place, and it'll be good. I think we're going to celebrate with donuts for the dads. Is that what it is? Donuts for the dad. I love that. I love a donut. Is it Krispy Kreme?
I don't know yet. It's not just for the men. It's for everybody. We'll be serving the breezeway out there.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Just come by.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So y'all come and we'll have coffee and donuts. And I'm just kidding about the Krispy Kreme. Either way you serve it, Reed, it'll be great. All right. Are there any other announcements I may have overlooked this morning? All right. Okay. Let's go to our prayer time now, prayer request and prayer time. I've had two this morning. Lou Eubanks, that's your maiden name. Lyle, you may want to bring us up to date, but she has cancer and it's not good. I understand the situation looks grave indeed. Blood clots and all, yeah. Those of you know Miss Lou, but Lou is a part of Red Cross Baptist Church. So great, great member there. I've been there a long, long time, I know. All right, and let's continue to remember the little child, TJ. I know Miss Rosina has brought him up a couple times to us, but I understand his condition is grave as well. So,
he asked me to put that up.
Okay.
That's him.
Is that him? Okay. Beautiful child.
Yeah, she said they told the grandfather that he only had a 15% survival without bone marrow.
I see. Yeah. So, God's able, not that much I know, and you've got a grandchild that people could have said that about too.
Yep.
I remember you could have held a little fellow in the palm of your hand. God's able, and so let's pray. Let's pray. Are there any other any other prayer requests? Deidre Odom. Okay.
Wayne Williams, he's on a prayer list, but he's in his final days, so just pray for him and his family and comfort.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Others? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we always say thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Because, Lord, we get blessings, Lord, that we far and away do not deserve. But, Lord, you do it for your grace. We thank you for your precious grace. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, as we sometimes, and we often do, look at death. And we don't have to look at death and be afraid if we know you, Lord, as our Savior. We thank you for the assurances of that, Lord, we do. But now, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we come thanking you for your blessings. But, Lord, we also come and as we stand in the need of prayer. First, Lord, I want to pray for our church. I pray for Barbie's Grove. Lord, we did a vision, Lord, and we need to keep on keeping on for you. Help us, Lord, again to get strong again. Help us, Lord, to have a renewed zeal to grow. And to be growing as a church. We ask your blessings upon us as a whole. And then, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon those who have asked specifically this morning. We pray for Miss Lou Eubanks, who has had cancer and blood clots. And, Lord, we ask that you would, if it be your precious will, to heal her body. Little TJ, Lord, as we've just seen and talked about, Lord, we pray for him and the bone marrow that's coming. Lord, we pray for him that, Lord, he will survive. And if it be your precious will, Lord, he grow up to be a healthy adult. Lord, we pray for the family of Deidre Odom as they have lost a loved one. And then for Wayne Williams, Lord, who hospices and under hospice care as time and now looks like it's going to be a grave condition for him. But Lord, we know that you're able to change all of that, and we pray for your will. Now, Lord, go with us for the further part of the service today. We ask your special blessing upon Pastor Ed as he comes and preaches the message to us today. And then, Lord, we're going to be very careful, Lord, to give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. For we make this prayer, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. We're going to do a song that together that we have done before. I'm going to repeat it, and the reason we're doing it is to learn it. And I don't have to do it with these voices anymore. So it's I Know My Redeemer Lives. Remember? Of course you do. All right. Put it up on the screen, Mr. Jeff. We're going to all stand and sing I Know My Redeemer Lives. Or if you got little babies, you can just sit down. You don't have to. right, children, you are dismissed. I'll forgo something and do something else. You know, in countries all over the world, the United States has embassies. And in every embassy, we have an ambassador. A man or a woman who represents the United States in that particular country. Now, what can we say about those ambassadors? They're in those countries on temporary assignment. They're not there permanently. Most of them sort of serve at the will of the president. So, you know, when the president changes, the ambassador may change. But even though they're there in that other country, America, the United States, is their native country, and this is where they belong. And they're in that foreign country for several reasons. One of those reasons is to minister to the American citizens who might be in that country at that time. Now, you realize that last year at Christmas, Brian and Sarah and Maggie and Hannah were here. Well, at some point in their stay in Australia, Hannah and Maggie's passports ran out. And so they had to go to the American embassy to get those passports renewed before they could get back in the United States. So those in the embassy helped them to renew their passports. And because they were underage, they had to go in person. They couldn't just go to the post office like we can here and fill out the paperwork and mail it in. They had to go in person. You know, another thing that the ambassador does is to make friends for America. They try to do things that will make the people of that country like Americans, enjoy Americans, stand up for Americans. We hope that they won't do anything to embarrass America. You know, every so often you read about some scandal in some foreign, some embassy in some foreign land, and we think, how did those knuckleheads get to be in that position where they could embarrass us like that? But they do. And the other thing that they need to do is they represent America. In other words, the president or someone that he or she designates sends word to the ambassador, go tell the foreign minister or the prime minister or the president of the country where you are, thus and so. And that ambassador is only supposed to say what he's told to say, or she's told to say. They're not supposed to make it up on the spot. They're supposed to relay adequately and accurately what they are told by our government here to say. That means they have to have a clear line of communication between Washington and whatever country that they're in. Now, with that in mind, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I was in the Royal Ambassadors at West Alabama Baptist Church. Did y'all have RAs here? What was their motto? We are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. And it comes out of this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we'll start reading with verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. He says, you know, if you're in Christ, if you're a Christian, you're a new creature, a new creation. You're made all over anew. Do you really understand what it means to be made new? To be a totally different person because Jesus lives in you? I remember listening to an older preacher. And he said, you know, when he was younger, he just had the ability to open any lock. He said it didn't matter what kind of lock it was, where it was, and somehow or another, he just had the ability to do it. And said when he was a younger teenager, he ran with sort of a gang. Now this is back in the 20s, early 30s. And they would go to like a store and he'd break the lock. He wouldn't go in, but they'd go in and steal candy. And of course, they needed help eat the candy. And he went through a period of sickness. And when he got well, I mean, that lasted months. When he got well, he was back downtown and one of his old gang buddies was there with him. And he started saying, you remember we used to do it? And said, he just looked at him like, I don't know what you're talking about. You remember we did. Finally, this guy says, what is wrong with you? He said, that boy that went down there and opened, broke those locks died. No, you don't. I see you sitting right here. That boy died. That boy doesn't exist anymore. Because you see, he'd become a believer in Jesus during that period of sickness. He said, that boy died. There's a new boy sitting here, and this new boy didn't break any locks. Now, you know, same body, but what he was emphasizing was that when he got saved, he was new. He was different. He was no longer the same old fellow that he was before Jesus came to live in his heart. He says we're reconciled, we're made right with God through Jesus. And it's only through Jesus that we can be made right with God. If I know somebody that you don't know, and I make it possible for you to meet that person, I become the middleman so that you can meet this friend of mine. And so it is, Jesus is the one that makes it possible for us to be reconciled to God. You remember the story of the night that Jesus was arrested and they take him and Peter is outside and it says in one of the Gospels that one of the disciples that was there knew the people and he made it possible for Peter to come in. Without that introduction, without that permission that this other disciple got for Peter, Peter wouldn't have not been able to go into the courtyard. He says, Jesus reconciles us to God. And then he says, we have that ministry of proclaiming that reconciliation. In verse 18, the last part, hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God has given us the ministry of inviting people to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So you and I are ambassadors for Christ. You and I are ambassadors for Christ. We have been appointed, selected, elected to become ambassadors for Christ, and you become an ambassador for Christ the moment you're saved. In fact, some of the best witnesses are those who are newly saved. They're so excited about being saved and forgiven and sins washed away that they can't wait to tell their family and friends when they get home and the next day. And so often, those of us have been Christians for 60 and 70 years, it sort of fades away, that urgency. That urgency of reaching people for Jesus. We are ambassadors. We represent Jesus to this lost world. And he says, on behalf of Jesus, we pray for men to be reconciled to God. I like the way it says that. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. Verse 20. He said, you know, God, speaking through us, begs you to become a believer in Jesus. We are ambassadors for Christ. Now keep that in mind, and we're going to look at the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 11 and 12. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against their souls. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. What does it say there in that first verse? We are strangers and pilgrims. Folks, this world is not our home. We're here on temporary assignment. Now, some people, the assignment doesn't last but 20 or 30 years. For some of us, it lasts 70 years. But this is not our home. We don't need to get so entangled with this world. We don't get so in love with this world that we forget that we have a heavenly home. And that heavenly home is far more important than anything we'll ever have in this world. That their heavenly home is a place where we want to be for eternity. Those ambassadors for the United States, they come home at a certain point. And we'll all go home at a certain point. This is not our eternal home. We're just strangers and pilgrims passing through. Now, I've been to a number of places around the world and enjoyed most of them. But I don't live in Israel. I don't live in Honduras. I don't live in Brazil. I live in America. This is my home. I liked visiting those countries, but it was temporary. And folks, so many people in our world get so enthralled and in love with this world that they forget. I need to be caring about eternity. What did Jesus say? Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where thieves and moth and rust destroy it. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where there's no income tax, no sales tax, no thieves, no moth, no rust, no inflation, nothing else. It's so important that we be concerned about heaven and the treasure that we have there as versus the treasure that we have here. I don't have a lot of money, but I love to give when I know that it's going to bless somebody, when it's going to reach somebody from Jesus, when it's going to make a difference for eternity. As the old saying goes, you can't take it with you. I think I told this joke, but you know, this guy had like $1 million and cash, and he told his wife, he said, "Now you put that in my casket with me." And so after the funeral, somebody asked his wife, "Did you do it?" She said, "Well, I get put $1 million in there. I put it in a check." She kept the cash and put the check in there because he wasn't going to cash that check. You know, you're not going to take it with you. I don't know what the most expensive casket is at the funeral home. It doesn't matter. You're still not going to take everything with you. We're strangers. We're pilgrims. We're just passing through, and we need to keep that in mind. And you know, we have the same, as ambassadors and reconcilers, we have the same basic responsibilities that an American ambassador has overseas. One, we must meet the needs of our fellow believers. You know, a Christian that needs encouragement, that needs food, that needs any other ministry, we must meet the needs of our fellow believers. What does the Bible say? You that see a brother and have a need and you say, "Go be warmed and filled," and you have the ability to feed him and clothe him and you don't do it. He said, "How dwelleth the love of God in you?" We need to be always on the alert and the lookout. How can I, with the resources that I have or the resources our church has, can we minister the people that have need, our fellow believers? How can we minister to them? Another thing that we need to be aware of is that we need to make friends for the kingdom of God. And one of the ways we do that is don't do anything to embarrass our Lord. Now, if you go back to those verses there in 1 Peter, he says, "Abstain from fleshly lust, which war against your soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." We have a responsibility to live in a way that we don't offend by an ungodly life. Fellow believers or the world. I was talking with somebody last night and found out that a friend of mine in South Carolina, his wife died last week, and I said, or the week before, and I said, "Well, I wonder if they had a service." And my friend says, "Well, I don't know whether they even had a service." Said, he was so offended when his mama died by some things that happened from some other Christians that he didn't want anything to do with the church or the preacher. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. I remember when his mom died. But it's a shame that he was so offended that he didn't want anything to do with the church. I talked with somebody this week and they said, you know, they went to seminary. And I won't say in which seminary, in which state, in which denomination, but said they met so many ungodly people in the seminary that they decided that God didn't call them to be a preacher. So they came home. We have a responsibility. As best, we're going to offend people sometimes and not even know we've offended them. We're going to say something, do something, or somebody may perceive something that they don't understand. I was talking with a fella several weeks ago, and he and I used to be in the same church. And his name's Ed as well as mine. And one of the teenagers got up at the end of a service and started talking about getting off Ed's back and doing this about Ed. And they were talking about him. But people come to that door shaking my hand saying, what's going on with you and Pamela? Hey, it wasn't me. You know, there's just a misunderstanding. So sometimes we're going to have people offended that don't understand what's going on. But as best we can, we have a responsibility to live before the world a godly life. To live in such a way that men and women see Jesus in us. And folks, here's something that's really important. We don't have the liberty to change the Word of God. Just as that ambassador is supposed to only say what the president or the government in America tells him to say to that leader in that other country, we only have the responsibility to say, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 22. And I wonder sometimes, if there are people that just flat out ignore what God says. Look at Revelation 22, beginning verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. God says you just don't change, you don't add to, and you don't take away. Now, those of you that come on Wednesday nights know that sometimes I just have to say, folks, best I understand, this is what this verse means. But I could be wrong. Because I don't understand every verse in the Bible. And I don't know of anybody that does. There's always some verses that are open to interpretation. I've told you before, I have a really good friend, and I believe in a pre-millennial, a pre-tribulation rapture. I believe, you know, God's going to take us out 7 years of terrible stuff with the Antichrist and all of that. And then Christ is going to return in the millennium, the 1,000 years. I have a good pastor friend that believes it's a post-tribulation. He means that the church is going to go through the 7 bad years. Well, we get together and I'll quote a verse, he'll quote a verse. I'll quote a verse, he'll quote a verse. And after about 30 minutes, we say, okay, we're going to remain friends because we can't convince either one. I think I'm right. I think I'm right. But he thinks he's right. So we don't understand every verse, but we don't change it. We don't say, well, modern science, modern education, modern philosophy changes the way people think. We don't have that option. As ambassadors for Christ, we don't have the option of saying, okay, there are many roads to God. And if you want to be a good Muslim, you'll get to heaven. If you want to be a good atheist, you'll get to heaven. You just don't get that option. The Bible says, and this is very clear, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but Jesus. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except by me. That's clear. That's totally clear. There's one way to heaven, it's Jesus. And I realized a few years ago, that I haven't heard anything much about it lately, but there was a move that they call Chrislam, trying to merge Christianity and Islam. Oil and water don't mix. Flame and gasoline don't mix. You don't mix atheism or Islam or anything else with Christianity. We don't have the option as believers in Jesus to change. All we have is the option to proclaim, thus saith the Lord. We are ambassadors for Christ. And you know that ambassador? He represents America, not just when he's inside the walls of that embassy, but he represents America if he's out at a restaurant, if he's out at some, I'll say, golf outing or something else. Wherever he is, he represents America. And you represent, you're an ambassador for Christ, not just when you're in the walls that we call Barbie's Grove Baptist Church, but you represent, you're an ambassador for Christ when you go to the grocery store, when you go on vacation, wherever you are, you represent Jesus. And the world is looking at me and this world is looking at you to say, well, if they're a Christian, maybe I ought to be a Christian. Or if they look at us and say, you know, if that's a Christian, I don't believe I want anything to do with it. We are ambassadors for Christ. If you're a believer, you're an ambassador. The question is, are we good ones or bad ones? Do we really represent Jesus well? We're strangers and pilgrims. We live in a hostile world. And it's more hostile now than it's been in a number of years. I'd like to study, and you know, back in the 50s and 30s and 40s, it was a lot more favorable to be a Christian. We were thought more of than we are now. There was a time when the churches could rise up and say, we'll not have ABC stores, and there weren't any. Churches could say, we're not going to have this, that, or the other, or we're going to have this, that, or the other, and it was so. Now they don't care what the church thinks. We live in a hostile world. But we represent Christ. Let's say this. Let's do it boldly. Let's do it carefully. Let's do it clearly. And let's do it without compromise. Our American ambassadors, at some point, they get called home. They come back to America. One of these days, every one of us will be called home. Every one of us. Let's so live that when we get there, we'll hear the Lord say, you represented me well. Welcome home, good and faithful servant. Never forget. You may never have been in the RAs. you ladies weren't. You were in GAs or ACT teens, mission friends. We were all ambassadors for Christ. Let's represent him well. Because, and you say, but Ed, I'm just me. I'm just a little old nobody. Folks, if it was black midnight and all the lights was off, one little candle would lead people out the door. And if you light your little candle and hold it up as an ambassador for Christ, people will see the light. Not everybody, but some will see the light and come to Jesus. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for a moment? In just a moment, we're going to have a time of invitation. Do you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? We invite you to come. Do you need to rededicate your life? You need to come to the altar and do that, or share it with me. Do you need to become a member of this church through transfer of your letter? You can come share that. You need to come to the altar and pray. We invite you to come. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts. Remind us of the seriousness of being an ambassador for Christ. Would you stand for the invitation? Is anyone that needs to come in any way? Okay, you can look here for a moment. The song that Brenda played, and I mentioned some of the words about Thou art worthy, O Lord, because Thou hast created, hast all things created. The second stanza or second verse of that is what we need to hear today and what we need to share. Thou art worthy, O Lamb, for Thou hast redeemed us, ransomed and saved us. By thy own blood, setting us free. Kings and priests made us. Thou art worthy, O Lamb. For truly it's the Lamb of God that ransomed, redeemed us, saved us. By his blood sets us free. Made us kings and priests in the family of God. That's the good news that you have to share with a world that's confused, lost, on its way to hell. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.